It's day 21 of Travel to Orbit, and we've got some news about the game, some things that might be changing in the future. When Bungie says they're going to be changing things in the future, we don't know exactly what kind of time frame they're ever going to give us, whether it's quickly, whether it's slowly, whether they'll get to it in the next patch, or the next small little update they push out. You just never know. It's kind of like Christmas, that you don't know when it's coming. It gets here, and you, like, get some stuff, and maybe it's good stuff, maybe it's not so good stuff, but hey, it's a surprise, it's here. So Luke Smith, on the Twitter, talked about Nightfall rewards, and I quote, "Nightfall rewards can be underwhelming. Runes, low number of coins, no reputation bursts, weak legendaries feel like losing. We're going to fix it." Okay, but what are you going to fix it with? Are you going to fix it by making it so all the weapons that drop in the future have smaller ammo capacity, smaller magazine capacity? Are you going to fix it to where we're going to have fewer scopes in the future? Or maybe you're going to increase how many weapon parts you need to upgrade a weapon? I mean, you're going to fix it like that? Or what are you going to do? You're going to make a guaranteed legendary? Because from what I remember, that's kind of how it was last time. It was almost guaranteed legendary last round of Nightfalls. It got better there for a while, but then all of a sudden it's just not so good anymore. And it's pretty frustrating. I haven't even done a Nightfall since, I think I did the first week of Nightfalls. Got two blues, then I was like, nope, I'm done. Because, you know, we went through that a lot in the first year of Destiny, where you were getting coins, 9 coins, 5 coins. Remember when you would get 5 coins as a Nightfall drop? 5 coins. Why on earth would there be 5 coins? And like, we'll fix it. We'll make it 9 coins. 9 coins? I can go do the weekly strike and get 9 coins guaranteed. And that's what people were using the weekly strikes for anyway. That's when people would actually play the weekly strikes. Now we don't even got that. We got our strike playlist. And, I mean, it's fun to go in there sometimes, but I haven't gone in there too much. I mean, maybe if they opened up the strikes, include all the old strikes, maybe there would be a little bit more variety. I mean, I like the new strikes. I'm not complaining about them, except for the defending the Warsat and the Saber Strike. That just gets old and boring and redundant. But, I mean, add those back in there and let's fix the reward system. I mean, it's just, we've got a lot of weird random stuff going on. You know, and maybe, you know, if you want to fix something in the Nightfall drops, why don't you make like a Nightfall armor set, right? I mean, what do we have? We have like 9 slots of gear now that we can use. What do we have? We have heavy, special, we've got primary weapons. And then on the other side, we've got our helmet, gloves, chest, legs, and now we have our relic or whatever we have. Why don't you like tie a specific piece of gear to Nightfall? It's like, hey, when you beat the Nightfall, you're going to get this piece of gear, or you're going to get a primary, and it's going to be like Nightfall armor set. And when you have all these things put together and you equip them all, you get like a bonus. Maybe then you get like the experience bonus when you do Nightfalls, or you get the rep bonus when you're doing Nightfalls, or you get a sweet armor effect or something. For that matter, there should be armor sets in the game anyway. I mean, there should be like a Titan armor set that grants you some crazy bonus ability. Maybe it makes it so like you can't be killed in the Crucible when you have your Sunbreaker on. Oh, they already have that. Never mind. But I mean, something like that would be cool. Maybe they have, for the Hunter, they get an armor set and it makes it so they can jump or they can run faster. I mean, ideas like this that you would expect to be in an MMO. I mean, let's face it. Destiny's an MMO. I know a lot of people out there have been saying, no, it's not an MMO. It's a shared world shooter. Yeah, it's an MMO now, guys. Come on. We got to stop telling ourselves it's not an MMO, because that's not what it is. I mean, we've got a trading system that we can buy stuff with real money. It's an MMO. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do for Nightfall rewards that actually make it worth going in and doing the Nightfall. I mean, that was the big thing, that people were doing it. They were doing it because it was worth doing. And there's a lot of things that are happening now in Destiny that I'm seeing that I don't know if it's really worth doing if, you know, the rewards you're going to get. Say, for example, the Arms Day orders. I mean, you've got 3-4 Arms Day orders, whatever you have. I think it stops at 3. That you hold in your inventory for a whole week. And maybe I should just stop buying them on Wednesday right after I pick them up. And maybe I should pick them up later. But you hold them for that whole time for it to come around. And I know they're going to drop at 280. So I'm asking myself, why do I want this at 280 if I'm going to have to infuse it, use other weapons that are better? And granted, there's a lot of better weapons, like 296 average level weapons that are dropping in Iron Banner. But I mean, the reward for getting these and then having to upgrade them to a level where you can use them again, because I mean, you're consuming higher light level weapons, and it gets to a point where you have to consume the highest light level weapon you have in order to increase the other one, and it's possible that it's not going to bring it up to where you were. So it's like, you know, you want to get these cool weapons, you want to have the sweet perks on it, and when you do get something that has really cool rolls, I'm sure that's going to be worth it to do all that. But when you're looking at the Arms Day orders, like, I'm not seeing sniper rifles or anything else that's like, wow, this is something that I got to have. I got to use it right away. I'm going to infuse all my things into it, and I'm going to keep it. I mean, we worked on our gunsmith rep. You know, you're out there, you're using the test weapons, you're using all these in the Crucible, you're using them in PvP, and then come Wednesday, and it's just like, oh, turn this in, I guess I'll either throw it in the vault or dismantle it for weapon parts and for legendary marks. I mean, why can't it just be random? Like any other time we open a package, you know, it gives us a random drop. I mean, it's cool that they give us the option to choose between three different weapons, but I would almost rather have the opportunity of that weapon dropping at a higher light level, say like a 299, a 300. I mean, I don't care if you even cap it at 300. You know, give us a range. It goes from 290 to 300, or even 280 to 300, as long as I know that there's a chance that when I open this weapon that I ordered a long time ago, it's going to be, you know, it has the opportunity to be better than the weapon that I already have. Because now it's like, oh, I guess I'm going to throw it in the vault, then I'm going to go keep doing what I'm doing with the weapon I've already spent time upgrading. I mean, it's almost like when they reset all of our legendaries when House of Woods dropped. It's like, all right, you guys spent all this time upgrading these weapons. If you want to keep using them, you're going to have to start over. I mean, that's kind of what this feels like. It's not the same, I understand that, but it's very similar to where it's resetting that progress. And I don't really like it. I think it could be a better system. I mean, just make it random. I know people are like, well, we don't want everything random. But I mean, random almost feels better than knowing that what you're going to open up is 280. And it's going to be the same that everyone else has an option of picking if they pick that weapon to open. So, you know, they're always talking about, you know, we want you to feel like individual and all these different things. We want people to know where you got that weapon. But it all seems like every time they come out with new stuff, it's centralized to, yep, I know where you got that. You got it from this Arms Day order, and you infuse all this stuff into it. So I'm kind of curious to where that, you know, originality, and I don't care about being like a snowflake or anything, but, you know, with Bungie saying, you know, you're going to be able to customize your Guardian, well, these are kind of taking away from that ability to customize your Guardian. I mean, if you had a random drop, and it's like, hey, where'd you get that? It's like, oh, this is a random drop from here. And even that doesn't really fit into what they were going for and being able to say, oh, I know what you did to get that weapon. I mean, there's some weapons out there that, you know, Touch of Malice or the Vex or I don't even remember what it's called. You upgrade Diagon Alley to that, to the weapon in the Dark Below. I mean, that's how much, I don't think anyone ever really cared about that weapon, because I don't even remember the name of it. And I've been playing this game for a really long time. You know, stuff like that. It's like, oh, I know where you got that. But, I mean, that doesn't really happen anymore. I mean, it's all random drop, or it's random drops at set light levels. So I don't know if they're just, you know, Bungie on a whole isn't talking to the different departments on who's putting these things out. But it's just kind of confusing to me. And I would like to see it change. I mean, even going to the Iron Banner. Iron Banner started yesterday. I got 13 games in, running with my crew. It did okay. I'm getting better at PvP, so I can't complain too bad. You know, I get one or two drops here and there for some blue weapons, and they're about 290, 295 light level. So I can use them to infuse stuff. Most of my primaries that I have now are like 296. So I'm kind of at that point where unless something drops higher, and it's got to be quite a bit higher for me to infuse it, because I'm not going to like single step infuse my weapons by one light level. That just doesn't make any sense. So I played 13 games with my crew, so that's 6 players each. So what is that? On total, that's like 78 games played. 78 opportunities for a drop between 6 people, and there's like 2 drops you can possibly get. So multiply that, do math, whatever. And no legendaries. No items from shacks. No weapons from shacks. I mean, that doesn't seem like a great drop rate for me. I know we won probably more than... We probably won 70% of our games. And that just doesn't seem like... That loot system is very rewarding. Like, I played 13 games and didn't get anything. It's like, I understand if I play 5, I'm not going to get much. But, you know, you play 13 games, you're kind of getting to that point to where you get to that the reward screen that you're really expecting something. You're really excited that, okay, I've played 13 games, put my time in for the day, got up to rank 2. Even my rank 2 package only netted me a blue and some motes. I'm like, come on, I hit rank 2. Every other faction rep gives me a package at least. I mean, the Cryptarch packages have been super awful lately. Maybe because you can just buy legendaries from them, but who's going to do that? Chances are you're going to get something super crappy. At least if you get a package, you know you've just been playing the game and you're rewarded for playing the game. I'm not going to go spend legendary marks and have the game reward me with something that's just crap. That just doesn't make any sense to me. But the rewards for the Iron Banner, they're saying, you know, these things are going to have a chance to drop. They're going to drop more. It's going to feel more rewarding. So far, you know, day one, it's not. And maybe I shouldn't complain that it's day one. But I'm kind of complaining that it's day one because you only have a week to do it. So you expect in that week time that you're going to get something. So, you know, 7 days, day one down, I'm at 0% drop. And that, knowing there's only 6 days left, I'm like, I don't know if, you know, it's worth doing or not. But, I mean, that's the only thing my group's doing right now because, I mean, the Iron Banner gear is super cool looking. And I really want it. But I don't know if it's really going to be worth it. So, we'll see. But things that I have been seeing in the Iron Banner that are super prevalent, like the Hawk Moon has been destroying people. The Apple of Discord Pulse Rifle I have when I need to level it up. But it just, the Pulse Rifle that I have, I think I have Spare Change 25. It just seems better than that, but it seems like I'm just getting destroyed by this Apple of Discord, and it's probably because people aim better than I do. I'm, like, terrible at headshots. I need to work on that big time. And the Conspiracy Theory D, and the Conspiracy Theory D is probably pretty popular because it's a quest item drop. I mean, anyone can go out and get this gun, and they can level it up. I think it actually even drops at 300. No, it doesn't drop at 300. But they can go out and get this gun, and it's pretty decent. I mean, it's a one-shot kill shotgun that... I mean, it's got rangefinder on it, so you can get really close, and it just, I mean, it's wrecking people. And I don't know, I'm going to stick with it. I still got to put more games into it. I'm going to try and hit rank 3. I mean, there's one of the weekly bounties that it's like, be the top scorer of your team. It's like, that's probably not going to happen for me, but thanks for giving me something to shoot for. I mean, it came close a couple of times, but those seems like those games, as they drag on and on, they just seem to, my skills deteriorate. But I don't know, I'd like to see something more. I mean, I think Shaxx right now, he'll sell you armor and your bont and your class item for 40 legendary marks. And then he'll sell weapons for 90 legendary marks. So if you're capped at 200, I mean, by the time you rank up again, you might be able to have enough to go buy another weapon from Shaxx. But they're dropping it to 80. And here's the weird thing with Iron Banner. Power matters. So if you have a 300 weapon, you buy something from Shaxx that's 280, it's like, that's really cool and all, but guess what? You have to consume items that get your light level up in order to be more competitive in the Iron Banner, and you're just kind of taking a step back. And that's weird. That's like a weird system to me. Like, it's not rewarding you for getting items. It's actually setting you back. It's setting you back in legendary marks. It's setting you back in weapon parts. It's setting you back in glimmer. Like, I understand if you want to buy something, but if I want to buy something, I want it to be light level 300. I mean, that's kind of how everything was before. You know, you would get that light level up there once you're past like level 20, whatever it was. I mean, the drops that you were getting, they were already up there. You had to upgrade them, but you knew at the end of that upgrade path, you were going to be at the top. Now the upgrade path is way more detrimental. I mean, before you were having to spend that stuff anyway, but you had a clear path. You knew what you had to do to get it, and you weren't consuming weapons that were helping you get there. And I think that's the big thing. Like, I don't mind putting weapon parts into my weapons to upgrade them. I don't mind putting glimmer in it to upgrade them. or even throwing exotic shards in it. But when I'm consuming an item that's helping me get there, and when I consume it, it sets me back light levels? It doesn't make sense. I don't know. Maybe I'm alone on this. Maybe it makes sense to other people, but, you know, I just don't know. Anyway, that's all I really had today. That's all I wanted to talk about. You know, give me your guys' feedback. Let me know what you think. If I'm way off base, or if I'm, you know, if I'm actually know what I'm talking about. I probably don't, so maybe you shouldn't write to me. All right, guys, this is day 21. I'm going to go hit the Iron Banner later and see if I can get any good drops out of it. Hopefully. All right, peace out.